Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate.
Bye. Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. What's up? First call of the year. I'm not going to sound corny, but I'm super excited. I really am. I've got a good crowd on today. We did some cleanup in the office over the weekend, put some new doors on. Going to have a guy do some painting, going to put a little red chair rail around. Office is looking good. Office is looking good. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'll just be honest with you. My door had a couple holes in it. I won't tell you why it had holes in it. You can just figure out why it had holes in it. So we wanted to change that. I wanted to change that out. So we got some nice six-panel doors, and we're here on the weekend. If you do come by the office today or tomorrow, I'll have it all done before tomorrow night's training, but the office is pretty much a construction zone. There's sawdust and sawhorses and all the other kind of stuff. So, kind of wanted to start the year off right. Thank goodness the kids went back to school today. And I don't know about you guys, but my kids are climbing off the walls, man. So happy to be through that. So with that said, let's roll right in here. When you're at home with your kids, or you're kind of at some downtime, the world's closed with the snow, this or that, I tend to see – I personally spend a little more time on Facebook. I hate to admit it, but I did. I don't want to say you're bored, but you're kind of sitting there with your baby, or you're doing whatever, and you're trolling through. And I see a lot of cool stuff out there. I know that we've taken a big step on our social media profile between getting ready to welcome a new agent today, between putting up some sponsored posts and getting a lot of good feedback. Getting a lot of opportunity there coming in through Facebook. I think that it's definitely cool. But as we kind of move into 18, there's two goals here. The first one is the road to six, which we're going to start hitting heavy here in the next couple weeks. The road to six deals a year. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to go through that. And the other thing is you really want to focus on the teamwork that's within the office. I think, a couple of the new folks that have joined have come on based on the camaraderie, based on the teamwork that we show together, just the overall good attitude. There's no water cooler conversations. There's no agents calling each other bitching about other stuff. I mean, it's just from what I can tell, excuse the analogy, but it's a healthy locker room. We've got a good spirit, good energy. We finished the year pretty strong, it's very healthy. So what I want to do is I want to piggyback that with the road to six and then focus on teamwork 2018, right? Teamwork 18. And here's what I want to say. I got a couple things written down. One of the things that I've noticed on social media, I'm going to focus on social media for the next 10, 12 minutes. What I've seen there is a lot of stuff. Yeah, your kids are great. Yes, your Christmas tree is pretty. Yes, we're climbing off the walls. Yes, 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 all that good stuff. What I failed to see over the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, is some real estate stuff, right? I failed to see it. And I would like to ask a rhetorical question as to why. Why is it important? I'm not speaking to anybody in particular, so don't get your feelings hurt if you hear it. But why are we sharing diets, quizzes, all that kind of stuff? But we're not willing to share a piece of real estate information, your home buyer book, your house seller guide, your home search, your app. I'm curious as to why we're reluctant to do that. Do we not know how? Do we need a training on how to do it right? Do we need a training on how to make a Facebook sponsored post really stand out? Are we afraid to do it? Do we want to be secret agents? Do we not want to pollute our Facebook environment with your real estate stuff? So if any of those are the reason, then we have to really talk about that. We have to say, okay, well, why are we not using this avenue, which everybody in your circle is using? Everybody in your circle is using, right? There's nobody in your – very few people in your circle that aren't using social media. I'm not even going to be like the other guys. We're talking about Facebook straight up, right? Even the Instagram. We spent some time on Instagram, but we haven't got some traction there yet, but we will. But why are we not using that stuff? So here's what I want to say, right? What I think we should do is start to support each other, okay? a lot of the folks on team are friends with each other, right? You're connected socially, whether you're in the group or outside of it or friends. But, you know, agents are friends with other friends based on the fact that you have a common place and where you work. So if someone puts up a post, why do we not take a minute and like that post? Let's comment on that post. Way to go get them, or share it or comment it, right? Let's take a minute to do that. Because what happens is the Facebook algorithm, not that I'm going to pretend to be a Facebook whiz, I'm a self-taught dude, but it only makes sense that the more engagements and the more likes and shares or the more comments you have on a post gives it relevancy to keep showing up in people's feeds, right? That's why there's a sponsored post. That's why the likes and the comments really work, really matter. So let's take an example of a picture of your kid. You put your kid up, you get 110 likes, then you're going to get 120, get 130, because Facebook within your little sphere, your little algorithmic equation based on your profile is going to share that more and more because more people seem to like it. If nobody likes it, it's not going to get attention. It's kind of like doing a sponsored post for $5. It's not going to get the attention versus a sponsored post that are $10, $20, $30, or $50. Only makes logical sense, right? Facebook says, okay, you get about $50 on this post. Okay, well, let's give it a little more attention. You're going to spend $5 on the post. Okay, well, let's give it medium attention. It's the same theory with the Google pay-per-click, right? If we've kind of skipped that in our last year or so because people are moving away from that. But when you Google Chinese restaurants in North Reading, or when you Google, you know, locksmiths or something like that, there are the paid ads at the top. Those are pay-per-click. So people bid for that space. They say, I want to be number one on Google on the paid ads, and I'll pay up to $1.25 to be there. So if I'm A1 locksmith or whoever, and I pay $1.25 to be at the top of North Reading, if I'm B locksmith and I pay a dollar, I'm going to get beat. Right? So it's kind of the same thing with Facebook, but Facebook on the personal level is taking the monetary piece of it out and just saying, if I put up a picture of my kid, my baby, whatever, and I get 100-something likes, Facebook's going to deem that as appropriate or interesting, and it's going to give it a higher algorithmic kind of placement. It's going to show up more. So when you see one of our teammates post something, comment on it. Like it. Right? And more importantly, if you post something to your business page, take the time to share it. How else is your Facebook network going to grow? Right? It's not going to grow if you don't share your own stuff, or if it doesn't have any likes or comments or whatever. So when we're looking at our competitors, and there's a couple that I look at, they put up these ridiculous canned blog posts that nobody likes, nobody clicks on, no one comments, and they're just stagnant. And people are like, well, you know, I'm advertising on Facebook, but it's not working. Right? You got to put a little more creative juice in it. Right? Now, I'm going to learn my lesson for 2018. I'm not going to mention any names on any calls ever again, so I don't ever have to backtrack. So we have some social media help. That social media help is putting the images up. The images up, you know, I critique on every day level. It's got to have a link. It's got to have an image. It's got to look right. If it doesn't, I send back and say, okay, let's change that image to make sure it's 100% so we get the maximum amount of return on our invest on our posts, right? So if you're on the call and you're like, Evan, I really don't, you know, Facebook's whatever, you know, I don't really want to use it that way. It's fine to think that, but you're missing at least a quarter of your business, right? There's three ways to get a lead, right? Evan's going to give it to you, you're going to buy it, or you're going to prospect for it, or you're going to earn it, right? Those are the three ways to get a lead, right? I guess you could throw in someone could refer it to you, but honestly, those are the three or four ways to get a lead, but you will have earned it because you've earned the trust of someone's going to send it to you. So there's three ways. Evan gives it to you, you buy it, or you earn it with your street cred, or your prospecting, whatever the case is, okay? So why would we miss a corner of that business? So if we're going to do the corner of the business and we want to make that corner of the business, especially because it's free, one of the big things about Facebook is it doesn't cost anything. You can reach hundreds and hundreds of people at no dollar. So I'm going to encourage you as my first point to like each other's posts, right? Help grow each other's network. Facebook prioritizes it. If you're going to share an article from Keeping Current Matters or whatever to your company business page, your company page, your business Facebook page, but you've only got 26 likes and 7 of them are your family, it's probably not going to get you any traction. Make sense? So you're going to say to me, well, Facebook's not working. Well, Facebook's not working because we're not doing it right. And I'm talking about at a very low level. forget about the images and the clicks and all that kind of stuff. I'm just talking about general sharing and general commenting, right? So I would challenge you in 2018, in the next couple of weeks, to like each other's stuff, support each other, share it, right? Just because an agent from Wilmington posts something up and you share it doesn't mean that agent in Wilmington is going to take your North Reading business or Andover or wherever you are. That doesn't work that way. All right, so the first challenge is to share. Everybody on this team should like everybody's business page. It should just be almost mandatory, right? There's no reason why you wouldn't care or wouldn't want to know what one of your other teammates is doing for marketing. Maybe he's taking a coaching call and he's doing it, you know, a little bit better. And you know, R&D is the foundation in which America business is. So I have a second note here. If you're a binge TV watcher, there's a show on the History Channel, but it's on Comcast or whatever. It's called The Men Who Built America. It highlights Carnegie, Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, and Henry Ford. And the first two episodes are Vanderbilt and Rockefeller, and then to a certain degree Carnegie, who turn around and they take railroads to a different fashion. They take away Carnegie-sponsored Thomas Edison, who did the light bulb, right? And then that light bulb electricity was AC and DC, and then you've got Rockefeller who lit homes through kerosene, right? But at the end of the day, they're still lighting homes. They're still turning lights on. They're still, you know, taking steel to build the railroads. They're taking steel to build houses versus other things. So anything that I teach here or anything we talk about isn't groundbreaking training, right? It's just the fundamentals and how I kind of turn them and spin them, right? So my point is, if you follow someone else of your teammates who may take a piece of this call and make a post a little better, you can then take that success and bring it into your own. That's what this office is about. This office is about growing together, networking together, being successful together. Whether you're together or not, it's in theory. That's why we're in the group together. That's why we train together. That's why we, you know, do the events together, because we're not in that water cooler conversation. I'm very proud of that. And anybody who brings that bullshit to the office is asked to leave, right? Because we're not into that. Okay, so like each other's posts. There's no reason for you not to. Everybody should like everybody else's business page. The end, final answer. It shouldn't even be a question. That's just being supportive of your teammates, right? Whether you like them, whether you know them, whether you know who they are. Here, like their page and unfollow them. Doesn't even matter. But just show them the support and like them, and then kind of go check them out when you want to. All right? The third topic is, the first topic is to share. The second topic is the R&D method, right? Men Who Built America is a great – there's four shows. It's pretty awesome. The second one is, let's get more creative on what we post. Sharing an article with no text or not a clickable link or a reasonable image is not going to get you anywhere, right? Proven that you know, posts with images or posts with some clickable action or call to action link do better than your simple shares. So let's get more creative on our posts, right? And all you need to do is copy what's on the ERA Russell Realty Group Facebook page, not the group, the page. Because we're, you know, the company as a whole is paying significant money to put those posts up the best possible way to bring maximum return to benefit you, right? That's what it's all about. It's not me. Every lead that comes to this office goes to you. I don't want that business. The business goes to you guys. So to support and like your own page only will ultimately help you, right? It'll help brand awareness. It helps listings. It helps lead flow, right? It helps, you know, recruit new agents that do different things that will help us grow our business. Right? Okay, number three, or I guess that's number four. Why aren't we posting one thing a day? Why? Again, I'm not speaking to anybody. You want people to like your hockey team. You want people to comment on your kids. You want people to support your North Reading Robotics. You want people to know you're at Nan's Cafe. You want people to know you're at the hockey game sitting box seats. I know, if you're on the call, sorry, I had to throw it out there. My man. You know, you want people to know where you're at. You're at the Patriots game. You're at the concert. You're at whatever. Why don't you have that same enthusiasm about your real estate business? Okay, I'm gonna hit you right between the eyes. Tagging, posting an article that says, or posting a post that says you're at the casino, right? Or you're at the Patriots game, right? You're looking for the attaboy. You're looking for the compliments. You're looking for the, wow, that's fun, that's cool, sounds good, right on. I got a text message. Is that from who I think it is? Let me just check this real quick. I'm pretty sure it is. Let me see. Yeah, all right. So that is, for lack of a better term, it's attention-seeking behavior. Look at me, I'm at the Patriots game. Look at me, I'm out with my wife. Look at my daughter, how pretty she is, right? You're looking for the comments. You're looking for the attention, right? That attention doesn't bring us any money. That attention doesn't help us make a living, right? What that attention does, it makes us feel good about what we're doing in life. But if you take that same analogy, you take that same mindset, and you flip it into monetizing, you know, something that you're already using anyway, it just makes absolutely no sense why you would ignore it. Why you would ignore it. Another thing I thought about, you know, over the weekend, took a bunch of shirts up to SoForth and Middleton to have them embroidered. Why would I wear a shirt that says Vineyard Vines for $100 a throw and advertise a Vineyard Vine brand as opposed to an ERA Russell brand? Or there are many generics. Want to buy a house today, all things real estate. There are some other things out there that you could buy that don't have a brand on them. But why would I wear Under Armour? Why would I wear Vineyard Vines? Why would I wear Tommy Bahama? Why would I wear Nike when I can put ERA on? Right? So, okay, you don't want to go into social media? Fine. Right? Where are your coffee cards? Where are your T-shirts? Right? Where's your pens? Where are your ERA notebooks? What else could you have that let people know you're in the game? Right? So that's my next point. Okay, how are we going to let people know where we're at? Facebook ain't the be-all, end-all. All I'm saying is everybody on this call and everybody in the group is on Facebook because they only advertise the call on Facebook. So if you're on the call, you found it through the Facebook group. So you're interacting with Facebook. So are 280 billion other people. So post one real estate topic a day. There's no shortage of it. OwningTheFence.com, EvanRussell.com, KeepingCurrentMatters.com, ERA.com, some blah, 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 your mobile app, your site, whatever, your school district search. There are many, many things to share. And if you don't have a list of those, we can make one, and I can send it out to you. It says, hey, here's where you can get your content from, right? We downloaded a bunch of lighter-sided real estate files, those jokes, those memes or mimes, whatever they're called. They're all in a folder. You can put those up. Just something, right? And then make sure when you put those posts up that they count. They're put up correctly. Well, you put some text with it, you know, share if you feel this way, or share if you know somebody who wants it. Something sarcastic. If you dig into the lighter side of real estate, which is a great thing, and I'm happy to plug them, their content is shared astronomically more than any other shareable content out there. Better than Keeping Current Matters. Better than home buyer books, better than any stuff. Their comedic kind of buyers be like, we're still showing houses today, and they're digging out of the stuff. You know, just their stuff is shared so much, and we're members there, and we have that content for you. The problem is, and one of the goals I told you, a couple weeks ago, is I'm not going to continue to pass out information so you guys are on information overload. If you want some content for Facebook, come ask me for it, and I'll get it for you. I'm not going to just give you another link with another folder and say, hey, here, go fetch, right? So let's make these posts count. And my last piece is, you know, don't give me this people will bother me or people will block me and all. So don't give me that crap. People don't want to see my real estate stuff, blah, 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 block me. That's not what I'm about. That's a bunch of garbage, right? It's a bunch of garbage. You're certainly going to like it when somebody on social media reaches out to you and says, hey, my cousin's thinking about selling. Can I call you? Then all the people you think you've pissed off, $1,000 house, right? Don't give me that people don't want to see me on Facebook. Don't give me that people. I'm not saying post 900 times a day, but once a day, once every other day, you can't put something up, let people know you're in the game. That to me, is, now I won't use the word inexcusable, but there's no real reason for that. There's no real reason why we would duck that opportunity. None. The agent we're going to announce later today found, you know, we obviously been tight and connected, and she knows I'm in real estate, and I know she's in real estate and all this other kind of stuff. But until I just, excuse the term if you're on the phone, but until I just hit her in the mouth with it, she was like, oh, well, that's an option. Let's talk. Ad wasn't there, and she didn't see it, Who knows if she's on the team today? Simply out of mind, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Not that she, you know, likes me any less. But if you don't hit people in the mouth with that information, they may not know. Let's think about, I'll bring it to a close. Let's think about Geico. Okay, when you think insurance, you think Geico, whether you hate them or use them or not. They spend so much money in advertising. They don't care if you change a channel. They don't care. They're on the radio. They're on TV. They're on everywhere. Think about the car dealers. There are so many car dealer ads, right? Those are the two biggest ones. There's a shit ton of Geico, and there's a shit ton of auto ads. Why do they do that? Why does Ernie Bach Jr. or Ira or whoever spend so much money on advertising, right? Because when you think Toyota, you think whatever, you think boom, boom, boom. You think insurance, you think, well, you know, maybe I should peek out Geico, right? You don't hear, you know, even let's stick with Geico. Geico is so, their commercials are so stupid, but so effective that every other company is trying to be that ridiculous, comedic, well, let's make a really dumb, ridiculous, stupid ad that makes absolutely no sense, like a wildebeest doing Pictionary or whatever that the new ad is that Geico has, right? He's drawing a straight line and all the guys are going nuts, right? The ads are so stupid, but they're effective, right? But you don't have people walking around saying, God, Geico, they're so freaking annoying. Well, maybe so, but they're the number one auto lender or whatever in the world, right? Or the country or whatever they have a shit ton of policies. So don't be worried about if people are going to say, there's freaking Evan again, advertising real estate. Well, no shit. I'm a real estate agent, and I want you to know it. And I want you to think of me. Now, unfortunately, in the town, they think of me, you know, Evan's at Nan's, Evan's over here, Evan's over there. They make fun of me. Evan wears shorts. You know, a guy bought a Kangol hat, a Boston Scully hat the other day, and commented on it. So, you know, I have a couple of things out there. But most importantly, they know what Evan Russell does. And Evan Russell builds his brand by being out there for the business. I don't say buy from me, right? We're out there just doing what we got to be doing, and you guys got to do the same thing, right? You guys got to do the same thing. And it starts with your social media because that's where people are. They look at their social media before they kiss their wife in the morning. It's a stone-cold fact. They look at social media before they go to bed at night. It's a stone-cold fact. They look at social media when they're in the bathroom. It's a stone-cold fact, right? It's unbelievable how much time people are spending on their phones, and more importantly, Facebook on their phones. So why aren't we there? So, again, just to bring it close, you either don't know how, you don't have the content, you're embarrassed, or I don't know what the third one is. So you need more ideas on what to post? We can create a content calendar for you guys and share it. On the Wednesday, you're sharing a home search. On Friday, you're sharing your mobile app. On Monday, you're sharing a school district search. On Wednesday, you're sharing an article from the ERA page. On Friday, you're sharing a picture of you showing houses. On Monday, we can go right on through. We can create a whole content calendar. In fact, the director of our social media department, who you know, we have that. We do that. And we can share that with you with the same images. Or you can just share what she puts up. But somehow, some way, we got to grow together. Somehow, some way, we got to make sure that we're leveraging the tools that are around us, especially boys and girls. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. The average person has 350 friends on Facebook. That's 350 people you can connect with on a pretty regular basis to let them know you're in the game. And most importantly, they're probably your most intimate friends. They're probably your most intimate acquaintances. The people who you want to smack in the mouth every day that say, I'm in this game, I'd appreciate your referral, I appreciate you buying and selling or sending me somebody who is. Right? That's what it's really all about. And I think if we can support each other, continue to share, continue to see what's out there, continue to follow our social media department's lead, you know, continue to follow, all good. Okay, so I'm gonna give you 3 seconds of my own monologue. Real estate training is gonna stop, but I'm gonna give you 2 minutes. If you want to stick on it here, but Evan, good. If not, you can drop. There's a good. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. 2018 changed pretty quick for me. My goals, my business model, it all kind of changed, as you know, really fast. But I'm telling you what. Sometimes a structure in a business when it changes is incredibly healthy. right? We've ERA Russell, we've been doing things the same way for 2 years. Then we were doing things for 5 years. Then we moved to ERA and we became to do something for, you know, coming up on our third year of ERA. It is absolutely time for a refresh and a change. The timing was right. It was right for everybody. You know, I talked to an agent today. I talked to one before him. You know, I have a new bounce in my step Monday morning. The kids are back to school. I'm reinvigorated and re-energized into this business, right? Started out by doing construction in the office, you know, going to new paint, new this. We're going to, you know, change out our systems a little bit. We're going to redeliver our trainings. We're going to rewrap this thing and give it to you like you've never seen it before, right? Some of you haven't seen me at my peak, right? Some of you have been on for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years with me have seen me at my peak. You know, through my accident in September, you know, I haven't necessarily been myself, but here we are coming up on 120 days of that. And, you know, I'm feeling great and I'm really, you know, dialed in. So I hope you're hearing that energy on the call. I hope you're seeing that energy on the Facebook group. You know, looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night here for the expires if you can make it. If not, don't worry. We're going to come, you know, going to regroup it and do it again so everybody can make it. But, you know, we're really going to turn the page here, guys, in 18. And I really think that we got to leverage the free stuff. We got to get out there. We got to support each other. And I'm telling you, good things will come. So thanks for jumping on. Hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.